LACH LABICHE, the senior girls basketball team from J.A. Williams High School, JAWS, came out with a huge 62-23 win against Bonneville's Notre Dame High School, NDHS, senior girls team last Tuesday evening at the Bold Center. The JAWS girls team kept up the significant lead throughout all four periods and ended the first half of play with more than a 15-point lead against NHDS before ending the game with a 39-point advantage. With the basketball season coming to an end, just a few games remain before the Alberta High School's basketball teams head to zones for a chance of advancing to a provincial tournament. Both the JAWS boys and girls basketball senior teams will be heading to the Northeast Region 3A Zones tournament in St. Paul next weekend, said girls head coach Jake Nowicki. The latest win is another stepping stone to the upcoming Zones weekend, said the coach. It was a good game. There is always stuff to work on. We're trying to get ready for Zones, which is March 11 to 12. Every game is practice for the biggest basketball tournament of the year. Currently, the senior girls sit in fourth position overall in the 3A zone, and for such a young, talented team, Nowicki says the team has put in the work all season and had fun along the way. So far, so good. We have a pretty young team, but everybody has been playing pretty well and has fun, which is good. I'm happy with the progress they've made so far, said Nowicki. Fans in the stands. A big difference in the team's performance and energy comes from the crowd that has been cheering the team from the sidelines since restrictions were lifted last month, he said. There is better energy for sure. Everyone is a lot more positive and wants to do the best they can, said Nowicki. It's nice after 2 years of no fans, obviously. It's nice to have parents, friends and family back to enjoy watching the kids play sports. Some of them are in grade 12 and this is their last year, and it makes the games that much more meaningful when there are fans that can appreciate watching them play. The JAWS senior boys team didn't have a chance to play last Tuesday night due to a last-minute cancellation. Both teams will be faced with some stiff competition and need to prepare for the two-day tournament, said Nowicki. We'll be playing teams from St. Paul, Fort McMurray, Lloydminster and more. There will definitely be some tough competition.